And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's 11:32. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, one of our regular high-scoring contestants, who's normally in Saltney, but for some reason which we'll find out about in a moment, she's on her way home from Sunderland. Say good morning to Ange Fairweather. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Right, so tell us why you were up in Sunderland then.
Oh, my husband's originally from Whitburn, and he's a Sunderland fan, so it was the playoff first round.
Ah.
So he went to the match, and I chilled in my hotel room.
Fantastic. So now you're enjoying the journey back. And is the weather okay up there?
Today is beautiful. It's been nice. It's just a cold north breeze.
Yeah.
Up here.
Brilliant. So hopefully we're not going to lose the connection, and you'll get through your 60-second challenge without any interruptions. As you know, because you've done this loads of times, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. If you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass, and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. In which decade did Status Quo have their very first hit?
70s.
Which film starring Patrick Swayze had a top-selling soundtrack album?
Dancing.
Who released an album in 1986 called Disco?
Pet Shop Boys.
Who recorded He's the Greatest Dancer in 79?
Sledge.
Complete the title of this Baccarat hit. Yes, sir, I can
Boogie.
Who were in A Gangster's Paradise in 1990? Who recorded Cotton Eye Joe?
Redneck.
Night Fever was which group's first number one? Who had a hit in 74 with You're the First, the Last, My Everything?
Barry White.
Who backed Paul McCartney on We All Stand Together?
The Frog Chorus.
What was the name of Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West's horse?
Trigger.
Which song begins with the line, I was working in the lab late one night?
Monster Mash.
Who recorded their first number one version... Sorry, I'll start that again. Who recorded the first number one version of You'll Never Walk Alone? You can answer that one.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
You're going for Jerry and the Pacemakers on that one, which is absolutely right. So, another very impressive round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got 12 questions right. That's pretty good, isn't it? Well done.
Yeah, it's the Status Quo one, isn't it?
It is the Status Quo one,
60s.
Yeah. It was the 60s, yeah. Can you remember what the first song was? Probably
was
not.
Was it Paper Plane?
Paper Plane, I think, came in the early 70s. It was a psychedelic song, not like the rest of their back catalogue at all, and it was called Pictures of Matchstick Men. Right,
yeah.
Anyway, don't worry about that. You still did incredibly well, and I was particularly impressed with the fact that you knew that the Pet Shop Boys album was called Disco. That was a bit of an obscure one, I thought.
I'm going to be honest, that was a guess.
Oh, right, well, it was a very good guess. Fantastic. Probably because all of the album titles are just one word, so it was a pretty good guess there. And you also knew about the Frog Chorus with Paul McCartney.
I love that song.
It is a great song, isn't it? Yeah. And I'm not embarrassed to say so. Brilliant. Well, thanks for taking part, Ange. It's going to be a difficult score to beat. Safe journey back from Sunderland, and we'll talk to you again in about a month's time.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ange. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Now, that's going to be difficult to beat. And if you're up for the challenge, get in touch with us now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Ange Fairweather get a score of 12 out of 13 with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score. Somebody we've not heard on the radio since the 4th of December last year, and he's going to tell us why in a moment, as we say good afternoon to Ian Jones. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, but I'm gathering you've had a bit of a tough time since we last spoke to you in December.
My mum was very poorly for the last 2 years. We'd lost my brother 2 years ago.
Right.
So I've sort of disappeared and kept off the radar, really.
Yeah.
Then unfortunately, we lost her at the end of March.
Oh, dear.
But I'd been doing something with a group called Wilderness Tribe.
Right.
And it's the everyman tribe of part of that.
Right.
It looks into men's mental health awareness.
Ah,
but
right.
Uses nature, so we do a lot of bushcraft. And
right.
We meet on a Tuesday up at Mould, and there's now a group. It's that required a thing. We've now opened another one at Ellesmere Port on a Wednesday. So there's no need to feel that you're on your own or your issues don't involve people.
Right.
Come and have a chat, a cup of tea, and it does help.
Brilliant. Okay, well, tell you what you should do. Once we finish the quiz, if you can send us a message on Facebook with the details of those organisations, and we'll post that on our Facebook page a little bit later on.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Because I'm sure it will help other people, because we all go through different traumas in our life. And I think when you lose family members, one of the things it does, as well as making you very sad, it makes you realise about your own mortality, doesn't it? Which, you know, can lead to a bit of depression as well.
It can do, and if you've not got a good circle of friends around you, you're starting to lose those everyday contacts and talking points, aren't you?
Exactly. So thanks for letting us know about that, and thanks for coming back on the quiz today. And just a reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. If you don't know what the right answer is, you can say pass, and then we'll move on. So good luck, and here we go. Which 6'9" tall singer reached number one in the 60s with Let the Heartaches Begin?
Long John Baldry.
In which decade was Frank Sinatra born?
1920s.
Brian Connolly was the lead singer of which 70s glam rock band?
The Sweet.
By what name was the singer Mark Feld better known?
Mark Bolan.
Whose first number one hit in the 70s was Jealous Mind?
John Lennon.
Who had a hit in 1972 with Starman?
David Bowie.
Whose first number one was Tiger Feet?
Mud.
Who was Carole King's songwriting partner?
Neil Sedaka.
Complete the title of this Cilla Black hit, Anyone Who Had
a Heart.
Who wrote Love Is All Around for the Troggs? And you can answer that one. Love Is All Around. Later recorded by Wet Wet Wet, Troggs had the original version, and which member of that group wrote it?
I think his name was Priestley, but I can't remember.
Oh, you're birthday. Very close, but it was actually Reg Presley. Reg Presley.
There you go.
And of course, when the song became a big hit again for Wet Wet Wet, it made him a lot of money, apparently.
Yes. It's very good to hold on to those writing rights.
Indeed, yeah. And do you know what he used a lot of the money for?
No, go on.
Yeah, he actually used it to do research into crop circles, of all things. Which is a bit bizarre, isn't it? But whatever floats your boat, as they say.
Yeah, I believe he was from the southwest, though.
Right. Right, so let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So, not a bad score, but on this occasion, not a winning score. Right, let's go through one or two of the ones you slipped up on. The first one you slipped up on, and I thought this was very difficult, and I probably would have given the same answer as you. In which decade was Frank Sinatra born? You said the 1920s. I would have said the 1920s. But it was actually the 1910s, older than you think.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
And whose first number one in the 70s was Jealous Mind? I think
it's Alvin Stardust.
It is Alvin Stardust.
Yeah.
You were thinking of John Lennon and Jealous Guy.
Jealous Guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, who was Carole King's songwriting partner? And although Neil Sedaka was recording songs at the same time, or writing songs at the same time as Carole King, her partner was actually called Jerry Goffin. Goffin and King. Yeah. And we've already discussed that the last one, the writer of the song Love Is All Around was Reg Presley. So not a bad score, and some weeks that would easily be a winning score, but not on this occasion, because you were up against Angela.
No, Angela's done fantastic.
Hasn't she done? Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, I would hate to go up against her, because she would beat me hands down, I suspect. Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us, and as I say, if you send those details to us via Facebook, and we'll put something on our Facebook pages for everybody else, because I'm sure it will be very valuable. Okay.
Fantastic.
Thanks,
Thank you
Ian.
Very much.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, cheers, Dave.
Bye-bye now. Bye. So two good rounds in the 60-second challenge. Thanks to Ian Jones, the runner-up this week with 6 out of 10 and no passes. And the winner by a long chalk was Ange Fairweather, who got 12 out of 13 this week.